Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor, and we're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you. And that's something big. Now, I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share this call with other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Listen, guys, I want to speak a blessing over your life, over your business, over your mind on today. Over your mind. Listen, this is where we live. We just reside in our cities. We just reside in our homes. But we live in our mind. You can't escape it. So it's very important that we take good care of our mind and say yes to a winning state of mind. Why should we say yes to a winning state of mind? Because Jesus won. We are already victorious. This is why. And I'm going to tell you something. Every time you start getting it, when you begin to really understand the principles of the kingdom, the world is going to come after you. You become a target. You have to understand that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. It's the things in the unseen that we begin to see manifested in our scene or our natural world. And I'm going to tell you something. You got to know the difference. The only way to be able to discern or know the difference is if you are in your word. If not, you'll start leaving the world and forget about the kingdom. Our scripture today is going to be coming out of Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Now, the world will tell us to feed into drama, gossip, tearing down people. And this is what most people slip into because we have enough word on the inside of us to know the difference, to say, I'm slipping, I'm falling, but I better get up. We got to say yes to a state of mind. We got to go in and we got to ask God to really just take over. Listen, guys, God owns everything. But you have to give him permission to take over. So I'm praying this blessing over you guys that you will have enough sense, spirit, mind, body, everything, your finances, all of that, to allow the Holy Spirit to take over. Ask God, take over. Take over this mind so that you can reside with me, Lord. Father God, we come before you on this day. We honor you, for this is the day that you've made. We come humbly but boldly before your throne, making our petition made known. We're thanking you for that privilege. We're thanking you for the privilege that us who are acknowledging you as our God, we're thanking you for that grace and that mercy. Dear Lord, we're coming to you right now, asking you to illuminate our minds through your Holy Spirit on the principles of provision, the principles on how can we access the keys to massive success. Dear Lord, we know that we have to say yes to a winning state of mind. No matter how many times we fall, we got to get up. Lord God, we're thanking you right now that your Holy Spirit is taking full reign here over Power Start Your Day. Lord, we are asking you, giving you full permission to take captive of our minds. Anything that is not of you, let it be removed right now. Search us, oh God. We are willing to release anything that's not of you because we are seeking your kingdom and your righteousness. And your word says that everything else will be added to us according to Matthew 6:33. We want that in our lives right now in the name of Jesus, that we'll no longer be covetous of anything else, of anyone else, because we already know you have no respect of person and you gain pleasure in giving us wealth. Dear Lord, as we go out to do the great exploits in your name, we'll be careful to acknowledge you in everything we do. Let us operate in the highest level of principle and character, that we are the same people behind closed doors that we are in the front, coming in full alignment with you, your principles, your way. But Jesus said he's the truth, the way, and the life. That's what we want, that abundant life that he died for. We pray this special blessing over each and every person under the sound of my voice. Let there be overflow in their households. Let them know no more scarcity or lack. Let them disconnect from anything, anyone that even breathes that into their ears or their life. Yes, we coming up against the kingdom of darkness. We ain't scared. We honor you, dear Lord, because we coming in with you, the host of angels that have gone before us to make the crooked path straight. We honor you. We bless your holy name. And seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Good morning, family. Let's come on in this queue because we got to read this word out of Philippians 4:8. As we're saying yes to a winning state of mind, how do we access that? How do we access where winning is not what we do, but who we are? Big difference. Philippians 4:8 says this. We're going to do English Standard Version because we need to hear this very plain. It says, finally, brothers, gosh, Paul is talking to Trump's Philippi. Listen, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Now, I don't know about you, but even in the past recent weeks, we're going in and we already are going to another level. God has given us the privilege and opportunity to break more records again. More people's lives are being changed. More people are crossing over to the other side of money. We don't want nobody to lose their mind. Don't lose your mind in money, because if it go, it ain't coming back. Very, very hard lessons to learn. How many of us know just because we may have money, that don't mean you're winning? Because we have to set our eyes on kingdom things. When you start winning in the kingdom, you automatically go win in every other area of your life. I want you to repeat after me. I am a winner. Very powerful words. I am. You are taking authority over every area in your life that's not working. I am a winner. We have to realize that the biggest battle for success goes on in our mind. We become an accomplice to the world, and it's going against God. Don't play. You can't win going against God. I love when my pastor would say, you know what? Don't try to box against God. Your arm's too short. And that's including people who are operating and working the kingdom. I want you to know that even if things weren't all together, even if you're not doing everything right, even if you've fallen, Once you begin to operate in the kingdom, meaning being truthful, honorable, being just, just be fair, what's pure, be right, try your hardest to commend people, build up, operate in excellence, stop operating in mediocrity, wanting overflow. Think about these things, family. Think about these things. Stop letting things into your mind that is designed for the setup of failure. Philippians 4 and 8 tells you what we have to think about. We can say yes to a winning state of mind. We up-level our inner game, family. You need to know that your mindset right now is either building up or sabotaging your success. It's either positioning you to settle or it's positioning you to soar. It's just that simple. What you think, how you think, has become your reality. Isn't that powerful? You know, how to change my mind. You can't do it. Let God do it. We're always trying to do things that's God's job. Our job is to praise, have faith, go to work, treat our neighbor as we should treat ourselves. This is very simple when we start talking about network marketing. This is a people business. A people business. Anytime you participate in things that break down people, you will lose. Our job is to build, not tear down. It's to help, not hurt. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If you stay in a world and you don't want to operate in kingdom, you won't know the difference between a blessing and a curse. We'll start calling curses blessings and start calling blessings curses. We got to know the difference. Connect like never before to God and His Word, and you'll be able to now move way past producer into leadership. That's where it's at, family, in this business. The race is not about how much money you can make, but how many people can you help? Because those are God's precious commodity people. We don't even have the right to return to our foes the folly that they send to us. Winning state of mind. You want to stay winning? Stay on God's side. Let me tell you a few things that we can do to increase our winning state of mind. We want to make sure we start working on positive communication. Even when you hear negative reports or bad reports, how can we turn that around into positive? We got to collaborate. This deal of building up people requires working with people. You say, but I don't want to. I get it. But more than like the things that you don't want to do are the things that you should do if you want to say yes to a winning state of mind. You have to cooperate. Cooperate with the game. The rules were here before we got here. Cooperation requires participation, not only in your own success, but the success of others. When you can dedicate yourself to the success of others, even those who are more successful, I share with you guys, you sow seeds, like the law of provision, you sow seeds we want to harvest. Sow seeds where you want to harvest no matter what. Follow these principles, and then all you'll do is win, win. Let's open up this call on today. I love to hear from you. I love to hear from you on the morning. We got to say yes to a winning state of mind. Did you say it? Did you say it? I am a winner. When you come in the queue, I need to hear that first. I am a winner. Good morning, family. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Nicola.
Hey, good morning, Barbara. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you? Well, I just want to let you know one thing. I am a winner.
That's right.
And I am learning these principles, living these principles every day. And I'm growing in ways I've never experienced before. And I'm watching my team grow in ways that I've never seen them grow before. So I definitely think that the collaboration, the positive communication, so important. It's so on point this morning because there are going to be lots of conflicts. There's going to be lots of disappointments and how excuse me, and how you can turn that inside out and show the silver lining, show the positive, the benefit of what happened, because there's always something that you can garner out of any negative situation. But we do want to recognize what are blessings and and celebrate them. Celebrate them. That's what I've been trying to do more of. Celebrate the wins. Celebrate the blessings. Just rejoice. Just feel absolutely honored. And I am to have you pouring into me every morning. And you've transformed my life.
Wow.
I thank you so much.
Barbara, I thank you even for even in what you're sharing in the growth, because, you know, funny enough, recently I was sharing with one of my sis, Danielle Carlton, I was sharing with her on how every time I've been getting in my car lately, my papa, Dr. Miles Monroe, you know, you have like been, and it's just been coming up, and I've been listening again to some teachings that he's taught for quite some time, and I thought that it was not robbery, it wasn't even by coincidence that every level people say there's a new devil. No, I appreciate the challenges, because the challenges make me more hungry and thirsty for God. I can tell you this, you know, in this industry, wherever there's a lot of people, there's always going to be mess. But the message is that we're here to grow together. We got to realize that in the industry of network marketing, people come in with a lot of baggage. They don't just drop the bag because they pick up money. And so when you start moving into leadership and you start increasing their knowledge about people, the only way you can do that is through God. And the stories in the Bible shares with you like people. That's why King Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun. And then you begin to understand and say, what makes me different? That if I am truly going to be a follower of Christ, if I'm truly going to be a disciplined follower of Christ, what makes me think that I am going to be immune to challenges? What makes me think I'm going to be immune to people trying to deform your character or try to, you know, twist? What makes me different? Remember, the same people who saw the Messiah, the Savior of the world, did not recognize him. They took him to the cross. You can't birth anything without pain. Nothing new comes out without an ending to something else. So now we start looking at challenges a little differently. Yes, to a winning state of mind means that you have to come through the trenches. But you already know the end. I want you to say to me right now, I win. I want you to say that, Barbara. I want you to say, as people are coming to you, I want you to say, I win. Because sometimes people, even after they get off the call, it's like, okay, this felt really good, but I get off the call and something smacked me in the face, because it will. And you have to be able to say, I win. You can't control people, but you can control the way you think about people. Praise God. My God. I love it. I love it. I love it on today. Listen, guys. Anybody else want to share in the queue? I said, look, win a state of mind. You want to say with me, Barbara, I win? I win. I win. I don't think she's still there. Okay, guys, so listen. On today, a lot of people are wrapping up their businesses, wrapping up their months. Hopefully, you are positioning others to win. That's really what it's about. It's no fun if you're the only one winning. It's no team if no one's celebrating wins with you. It's just still yucky if you're the only one winning. A winning state of mind means that you know there's more than enough for everyone to win. Just because you win don't mean someone else has to lose. I love, we have a leader, his name is Joe Gaither. I love, I mean, you know, there's some people that come into your life, like, and you watch them even from afar, and I love when I see the positive, you humble attitudes about winning. There are a lot of you on the lines that nobody knows your story because you're not going hard enough. You're not making sure you're helping enough people, but you have the heart of a winner. We need more pure-minded, hearted leaders at the top in every industry, not just network marketing. So we can begin to see Shekinah glory on the lives of God's people. We begin to know that when you're winning, it ain't really for you, it's a win for the kingdom. Law of vision. Let's go get it on today, family. You guys have a blessed and powerful, productive day. Wrap it up strong. Let's focus on helping some folks building a big business.